Jesus is risen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, sometimes it is a big, elaborate, wrought iron one. And other times it's simply a board and a latch. There are times when it's fully integrated within the fence. And there are other times when it's just a velvet rope or a chain stretched between two posts. But a gate is what lets you in and what lets you out. Sometimes there are turnstiles or metal detectors or x-ray detectors, and other times it's just free to come on in as long as you come in through the gate. In today's gospel reading, Jesus tells us and is talking to us about our relationship with God and Jesus' part in that relationship. So Jesus is borrowing images from the Old Testament, especially from the 23rd Psalm. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Jesus talks about us as being sheep. And today Jesus tells us that he is the gate. And whether you see that as big and ornate or simple and straightforward, Jesus is the gate today. And we've got to figure out the gate to what. You see, in the first six verses of our gospel reading today, Jesus is setting up an image, a figure of speech to aid his audience and to aid all of us. There are thieves and bandits, a shepherd, a gatekeeper, and the gate. For Jesus, the gatekeeper opens the gate, the shepherd enters and leads the sheep out. Now, as a keen Trinitarian thinker, this image is right up my alley. Now, do I believe that the gospel writer John had this in mind when he was writing it? I have no idea. But it's there. It's there because the Holy Spirit acts as our gatekeeper, opening us up to the life and the ministry, to the death and resurrection of Jesus. In his explanation to the third article of the Creed, Luther said, "I believe that I cannot know my Lord Jesus or come to him, but the Holy Spirit calls me." The Holy Spirit is our gatekeeper. And God the Father is the shepherd. That one from that original, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That shepherd who is caring for us, defending us, giving us rest and strength, inspiring our life and our living so that we can go and love our neighbors. And so if the Spirit is the gatekeeper and the Father is the shepherd, that leaves Jesus, the Son, as our gate. And that gate is the gate to life. You see, at the end of our reading this morning, Jesus says that he came so that we may have life and have it abundantly. Jesus is our gate to this abundant life that he brings. Jesus is our gate to eternal life, which isn't just the everlasting life in heaven, but is more in this gospel, life with the eternal one, life with our creator, our redeemer, our sanctifier. And Jesus is the gate to that life, the life that understands God's vision for the world around us, the life that sees the people around us as real people who may need our help or who might help us. Jesus is the gate to a life where we receive forgiveness and the call to forgive one another. Jesus is the gate to a life where we are encouraged to look around us for opportunities to love and care for, to listen to, and to do what we can for our sisters and brothers. That is what Jesus is the gate to. And so Jesus is the gate that lets us in. As we remember today that Jesus is risen. We now enter into a new relationship with God, a relationship that has been repaired by Jesus. We are no longer enslaved to our sinfulness. We are no longer prisoners to our selfishness. The life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus grants us the forgiveness, life, and salvation that we need. The same gifts that we receive at this table as guests of Jesus to his supper. Jesus is our gateway in. In his incarnation, in his living, in his suffering and death, in his rising, Jesus comes to invite us in, into that new relationship with God, into a relationship with one another and with the world, into an experience of worship and praise, of life and love. And Jesus is our gateway in. But Jesus is also our gateway out into the world. Resting here, resting in the truth of God's love in Jesus is amazing. But it's not our calling, or at least not all of our calling. We are called to go into the world carrying the peace and the hope, the care and the forgiveness that we are given, and bringing it all with us as we live our daily lives. Jesus is our gate out into the world. The Father calls us by name, the name given at our baptism. And that shepherd then leads us into the world where our risen Jesus goes ahead of us to show us all of the chances, all of the opportunities to bring God's love to others. The gatekeeper sends us with prayers and inspiration so that we can try to be the children of God that we are called to be. Jesus is our gate out into the world. And so as we come to know Jesus as our gate, we are given the opportunity to live that abundant life. Sometimes I think that this means that we will all have an abundance of days. Too often it seems that isn't true. The abundance of life that Jesus gives is an abundance of love, an abundance of forgiveness, an abundance of chances, an abundance of people who we can help and who can help us, and an abundance of life. Real life, true life, lived in relationship with God and with one another. Whether we have a lot of days or not, the abundance Jesus gives is an abundance. It's a whole lot of life to be filled, making the kingdom of God real, bringing God's dream for all creation to light. As we listen to the voice of our shepherd, as we enter and exit through the gate of Jesus, our Savior, as we follow the directions of our gatekeeper, may we find joy. As we enter into the world with hope, making God's vision, God's dream, God's kingdom into what we do every day. In this season, where we remember that Jesus is risen, may we always find new and appropriate ways to live as children of God and as followers of Jesus. Amen.